Growing up in Pakistan, I remember reading science fiction as well as some science books about time travel, and more interestingly, about the possibility of parallel universes. Of course, even then I knew it was next to impossible to prove the existence of any such parallel universe, but I knew that if any place in the world could prove it, it would be America. Little did I know how right I was, and it would be proven true in 2006. The only problem is that the concept of parallel universes does not exist or get proven in the halls of Columbia University or MIT or Stanford or some huge underground lab. Instead, the parallel universes are shown to exist from the White House in Washington, D.C. The whole world sees a planet at risk, but our president seems to see a world getting better every day. Iraq has become the local equivalent of a black hole, and President Bush sees it as a shining star. North Korea is positively radiating nuclear threats. Our president sees a glowing need for dialogue. Our pockets are on fire, fueled by gas at almost $5 per gallon today. But Dick Cheney and Bush will not shed light on the secret meetings this administration had with people from Enron and oil companies that are killing us. In this parallel universe, we are told that oil prices are going up around the world, and our oil companies are merely passing along the costs to the consumers. Really, then how did ExxonMobil make the largest annual corporate profit in history? They made $36 billion in profits. They just paid their leaving CEO a retirement package of $400 million. That is the equivalent of almost $150,000 for every day he worked there. Now, you all know how opposed I am to the Iraq war, and I cannot stand those right-wing neocons and warmongers who cheer on the war in Iraq but did not ever serve in the military. They found every excuse to get out of active service in wartime that they could come up with. This includes our president and our vice president and many of the biggest TV and radio journalists supporting the war and wanting us to keep our soldiers getting killed there. In the meantime, this is a parallel universe. They and their children did not serve this country, but they say anyone against the war in Iraq is not a patriot and not supportive of our troops. I was shocked and ashamed to learn that what President Bush's oil company friends paid the Exxon CEO in retirement money per day, $150,000, is about the amount that we pay the family of fallen soldiers. In other words, this CEO of a company that is shafting American consumers and trying to wipe out our economy makes in one day what an American soldier's family is given for that soldier giving his life to this country. Shame on those who want our soldiers to die for Exxon and Halliburton to make profits from their blood and sacrifice. And shame on us for not speaking up, for not defending the lives of our brave soldiers who unquestioningly serve with honor and pay with their lives. They expect us to be the ones to speak out for them. They need us to be the ones to keep our power-hungry, crooked, greedy, corrupt, incompetent, and evil rulers from sending them to their deaths for personal profits. And we are failing. We are failing our soldiers. We are failing our nation. We are failing our constitution. We are failing our future, and we are failing ourselves. Every day that we do not speak up, every day that we allow this administration and its incompetent leaders to remain in power, unchecked, unquestioned, unchallenged, is an extra day our nation will suffer the consequences for decades to come. Our soldiers suffer today. Their families suffer today and forever. Our economy suffers, and our children will suffer from our continuing to walk around in our daily lives with our blinders on, assuming it is not our problem, it is not our issue, it is not something we have control over. Mark my words, if you and I, we as a nation do not take action, if we do not speak up, your children, our children will pay the price. They will be called to serve in wars that only serve to enrich some companies friendly with our presidents and vice presidents. They will be called to their deaths to fight illegal wars. They will pay with their lives while you and I pay with our wallets. And that will not be in some parallel universe that does not affect you. It will be here, now, around you, around us. Take action. Call your congressman. So speak up to defend this country and our soldiers from its own incompetent leaders. You owe it to your country. You owe it to our soldiers. You owe it to your children. And you owe it to yourself. This is Imran signing off.